This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Understand, this order is part of our ongoing efforts to eliminate vulnerabilities that radical Islamist terrorists can and will exploit for destructive ends.
And here we start at the top of this show, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That was Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State. Donald Trump, the President, signing travel ban 2.0. Rex Tillerson, one of the three, explaining it to the media, or announcing it anyway. We'll dive into that right from the get-go. Plus, Obamacare repeal is very, very real. And honor killings are going to be publicized. What? We're going to get into that in just a second, too, as we traverse the tricky waters of 2.0. So maybe not that tricky necessarily. The whole idea is, okay, with the judges denying what's going on with the travel ban, the president decided to revise the travel ban. So signing an executive order Monday, banning citizens from six Muslim-majority nations from traveling to the U.S., but removing Iraq from the list after his controversial first attempt was blocked by the legal system. The new order keeps a 90-day ban on travel to the U.S. by citizens of Iran, Libya, Syria, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. It doesn't kick in until the day before St. Patrick's Day, so that would be, ding, 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 March 16th. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer jumped on a giant soapbox and said it's a watered-down ban, it's still a ban, and despite the changes, it's dangerous. It makes us less safe, not more. It's unspirited, un-American, has to be repealed, has to be repealed. Senator Chris Murphy, also a Democrat from Connecticut, says, I'm going to block it. I'm going to introduce legislation to block Trump's revised travel ban. He said, our enemy's dream is to paint a picture of global war between Islam and the West, and today's travel ban plays right into their hands. What say you, America? Does a travel ban play into the hands of the evil bad guys who want to blow us up and do us harm? Or no, it's a smart move. It's a smart move from the legal sense. I don't think anybody would argue that, because they were stuck in court. So that was just going to be tied up forever, and that wasn't going to go anywhere, at least a year, maybe longer. Who knows? So now it's a 6,100-word order, and there's a big explanation of policy and purpose, why the travel ban, why we're doing it, what does it mean? Because this is how we feel about protecting the people here, and boom, 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 boom. With 19 paragraphs, it goes into specific policies of why. So you heard what Tillerson had to say, and there are special cases. Like Trump said, Iraq presents a special case. That's why it's removed from the list. Because the Iraqi government has expressly undertaken steps to enhance travel documentation, information sharing, return of Iraqi nationals subject to final orders of removal, all that kind of thing. So in other words, they're on top of it is basically what he's saying. They're on top of it, so that's why. There are people under investigation. They specifically pointed out the administration, a couple of those people. One of them was the Somalian who was arrested in 2010 for trying to bomb a Christmas tree lighting ceremony in Portland, but didn't get to it because it was his part of an FBI sting operation. And what's interesting is because of the Ninth Circuit Court's observations that the political, you know, that the political branches are better suited to determine the appropriate scope of any suspensions than the courts. So they're avoiding spending other time in that direction. It was smart to do the revision, but here's the bottom line. Is the revision going to float? The Democrats are saying, oh, it's ridiculous. It's the same thing. It's you're just shining up a pig. The president and the president's people don't agree, including Rex Tillerson, obviously, who was part of the think tank on this whole thing. So, you know, it's interesting. For future executive orders, you kind of wonder, is it better, you know, it's not to have to, not to do the executive order yourself, which is what happened this time, and then let somebody else trot it out or just talk about it being, you know, being put out there, and that's what happened this time around. So there has been massive reaction to it. It is different. It is, it defends parts of the original order and rescinds parts of the original order. So it is different in looking at specific pieces of it. Is there are different, there are different paragraphs in there. There are different examples in there. There's more explanation of the why, I think, than anything else. Okay, why this travel ban? Why is it necessary? Here's why. This is what we're doing. Then you've got the busy Monday where Obamacare repeal, the ACA, is heavy in the dialogue, but was always heavy. I've said this a zillion times. You all know it. Why, if you voted for Trump, why did you vote for Trump? Immigration, probably, and health care, two of the very big reasons. So the with the new executive order on the travel ban being finessed, the next piece of what's happening with Obamacare has now, and it's not a slam dunk, but I think it's very real. You heard me say that. House Republicans released their long-awaited plan for unraveling health care. It's a package that would scale back the government's role in our health care and leave, they say, leave more Americans uninsured. That's not how they're putting it. The House committee planned to begin voting on this bill, which is 123 pages, on Wednesday, but they're promising no one will leave coverage or they lose coverage, I think. They say it's not a slam dunk. It's a risky political gamble. Because will it leave people exposed? 20 million or so? Will it? Will they be exposed? It certainly would repeal the unpopular fines on people who don't carry health insurance. It would replace income-based premium subsidies in the law with age-based ones that don't maybe give as much assistance. The payments would also phase out for higher-earning people, right? So that would happen. And then the proposal would continue the expansion of Medicaid to low-earning Americans until 2020. And then after that, states adding Medicaid recipients would no longer get the additional federal funds Obamacare provided. So that could be risky. And the 2020 is a presidential election year, so there's going to be question marks there. Republicans say they would overhaul the federal state Medicaid program. They would change its open-ended federal financing to limit based on enrollment and cost in each state. So it depends on the state where you live. There are some that will vote, even some Republicans, that will vote against any reform bill. And there are plenty that will vote for it. Will they have enough votes to pass the repeal? I'm not sure. There's a couple that are on the fence. We'll talk about those guys in just a minute. You can throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-5283. See you in a few.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
You may not have all you want, all you need, all that you have has been due to my hand. It can change, it can stay the same. Who can say?
I don't know, maybe we should all move to the beach. I just saw a survey that was done by the Community Well-Being Index. They say the happiest people and the healthiest live in cities in America near beaches. Time to move. Especially since we don't know what's going on with our health care. Anybody else want to move with me? Let's just build something on a beach. We'll just have a little, not a commune, I don't like that idea. We'll build a cool facility, ATN, on the beach. I like that idea. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. You want to throw in your two, you know you can always chip away at that. Certainly. No matter what your opinion is, look, healthcare is personal. There's no question about that. Nobody wants to lose their healthcare. Everybody wants affordable healthcare. Who's going to raise their hand and say, no, I don't want a health care that's affordable? This is a conversation just like immigration that has gone on for decades. And it seems like, yes, I understand it's personal. We're all different, blah, blah, blah. But it seems like there should have been compromises made or deals struck that were better than the ones that we ended up with. And all those years in between where things just weren't even hacked at. This could have been ironed out a long time ago, my friends. And we would be sitting here just nitpicking over a couple of different procedures, perhaps. But no, it's not that way. Let's take our first one, Grim. Hello, Grim.
Hey, Kate. Well, if you're going to live by the beach, because I used to, I grew up on it, spent 30 years, you got to have money. because the only ones laying out sun and tan are the ones that got money down on the beach.
You know what? That's the truth. I used to live in a place that was on the central coast of California. It was called Morro Bay. It was beautiful. But And San Luis Obispo, that whole area is gorgeous, but now you just have to have a fortune. And, of course, California, it cost a gazillion dollars to live in California. It's ridiculous.
Oh, Malibu?
Yeah, forget it. Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? For everybody listening in California, though, Grim, this is the thing. If you don't, okay, it's one thing if you live in Florida and you have yucky times of where the weather isn't great, but then you have this great weather. But when you live in California, I misunderstood that. They say California girls, blah, 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 that Beach Boys song. Well, when I went to California, I didn't realize you practically had to wear a wetsuit. The weather is so cold in the Pacific. You're not really hanging in the beach too often.
Well, the continental shelf drops off, right?
It's freezing cold. It's cold. Even in Malibu, even in those areas, it's cold. It's cold and filled with sharks and sharky people.
I mean, you're going to have sharks anywhere you go. I mean, I spent a good portion of my life out on the Gulf of Mexico. Working on oil rigs and boats.
Did you ever reel in any sharks? Did you ever see a bunch of sharks?
I told you that one story where we had platforms that were about 3 to 5 miles away from each other, three of them. I was on a drilling rig, most furthest drilling rig out in the Gulf of Mexico. Let me see, 136 South Marsh Island.
Wow.
Got approximately 150 miles off of due south of Morgan City. And we got up one day, and from rig to rig, was nothing but sharks.
Frightening. Yeah, that's scary.
Well, you know, they commute. And the thing was, is, you know, it was hot summer and it was, you know, you could see standing 200 feet up on the rig, you could see at least 300 feet down.
Yeah.
And you know, it was hard to judge the size, but I seen hammerheads that must have been at least 15 foot long.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean.
That's scary. Hammerheads, they'll crunch you. They'll eat you.
Oh, well, we started something. We started catching some blues and started bloodying up the water, and then they went into a frenzy.
Oh. Of course, you wanted to see it. You were like you were Shark Week before Shark Week. I gotcha.
Well, this is 1978.
Yeah, there was no, we didn't have the cell phones, you didn't have cell phone cameras, you were Shark Week, because we were watching that.
Oh, everything was different.
Yeah,
everything was
different. Yeah.
Even the drilling rigs nowadays, you don't throw a chain to break the pipe, you know, you don't use a set of tongs to, you know, put your gut into it. You know, they got all hydraulics and air-driven stuff now. I talk to guys that are doing it now. But I tell you what. You know, I didn't quite answer about what we were talking about as far as the election goes, the electorates, what elected Trump and how much you and I were against the electorates.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody out there has got to understand that the Democrats have held, paid off the electorate to some degree. And I think as much as we harped about it and let America know, they really watched them because that's odd that the electorate voted them. You know?
It is odd.
And, yeah, it just proved the point that the popular vote would have put Hillary in office.
Right.
One state, California.
Right.
That's the ridiculous of it.
Right, which is what you and I were saying. You're right.
But now to the health care, I'm kind of like, you know, I'm going to do a little grim comedy here. But when it comes to the health care and what I heard today, until I read those 125 pages, which I will, and from what I have heard, I'm kind of like George Costanza. I pay them what I pay them.
I love it.
Right?
Right.
You know, I mean, this is what they can't seem to get through their thick skulls. The problem with the health care is the judges that allow these frivolous lawsuits on FinFin and doctors that butcher you up and don't watch the doctors travel from state to state that do this butchery work and strip them of their license. And And then the other part is the insurance companies because, yeah, they're losing money. I agree. But they still want outrageous prices.
Yeah. So, yeah. They want outrageous money from us that we can't afford to pay. Yeah.
And what they're not hearing is we're George Castaneda. I'll tell you what I'll pay you.
Right.
That's what they're not hearing.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, when it comes to this reenactment of the travel ban with Donald Trump, there's a blessing in disguise. We might actually get to impeach the Ninth District Court system. Because if they turn this one down, it can't be impeachable.
Yeah, they're not turning this one down. I agree.
Watch them. If they don't, that's why they won't. So I still say let's impeach them, you know, because I'm at the point, you know, where things are going. I'm ready to rip the Band-Aid off, you know, just let's get it over with. I mean, even with this Russian deal, well, okay, Democrats will give you what you want. We will investigate. Now, no, we're involved. Am I wrong or what?
Yeah, we're involved. You're right. You're and hilarious.
From what? Well, it is. It's just ridiculous. It's like, you know, Michelle Obama said, "No, I won't run." Well, why is she getting on the TV talk show talking about? I'm more than willing to give him help if Trump needs it. You know, here's the thing about Democrats: if they say something, they're lying. They're going to do the opposite. It's Hillary before she ran. I have no desire. I'm not going to run for president again. She sure tried again. And Oprah,
yeah, exactly.
I say the same thing about Oprah. I think they'll use her as a test for the first 4-year period. Come the end of the 8th, and it's going to be Michelle Obama.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I see.
I agree with you. I think there are people that are going to. I think Michelle Obama could be somebody that runs. I agree.
Well, you got to test the waters, too. And who else better test the waters than Oprah Winfrey?
Right. Say it out loud, then take it back. Yeah.
Well, that's what they do. If she tells you she's not going to do something, she's going to do it. That's the way Democrats work. They lie. They're liars.
They're liars. I don't understand that push-pull. That's like passive-aggressive. I don't get it. You either are running or you're not, or you say you don't know at this time. Whatever. I don't know. It's, you know, it's too far away. Who knows?
Talking out of the side of their mouth is what the old expression used to be.
And I don't know if it's a great test of the water either. I agree with you because, I mean, here's the other part of that. So I say that, thanks, Grim, I say that, but then I right away mention, oh, well, no, I'm not really thinking about it. So what is that? I don't know. What does that prove? Is that like an unofficial poll? It doesn't make any sense to me either. Stay with us.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, You now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Longevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite longevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
An unusual path, perhaps, to explain it, but I think it's smart that they explained it, whether they use the 19 paragraphs or not. To me, if there's, you know, if it's getting shot down by the legal system, well, what do? Any good attorney would tell you, you regroup, reassess, and figure out a more palatable way to present it. And that's what you do when you're in the grown-ups world, so that's what they did, and now there's conversation about those words and what happens next. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hi, Dan.
Hello, sweetheart.
Hello.
I got a little joke for you. Okay?
Ooh, okay.
Okay, this plane was coming in from Europe, and due to circumstances beyond its control, it had ruptured a leak in its gas tank and was running out of fuel between Cuba and Miami, Florida. They were headed for Washington, D.C., so they had to divert. And so the plane pilot, EZ-47, called the control tower and says, "Control tower, we've had an emergency. We're losing fuel at a rapid rate, and we need landing instructions. It's an emergency." He said, "Control tower to EZ-47, the stay out there, son, and circle for a while. We got a couple planes getting up to go, and we'll get to you as soon as we can. So a few minutes went by, and the phone, the radio contact was made again. Control Tower, this is EZ-47. I am dangerously low on fuel. I need to get down. Please give me landing instructions. Hold on, son. We got a Piper Cub getting ready to take off on runway 9. You'll just have to circle again. So we circle again. A few minutes later, he calls me and says, Control Tower, this is EZ-47. I have run completely out of fuel. My plane is descending down. I'm in danger of crashing. Please tell me what to do. And the control tower said, EZ-47, repeat after me. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
I like it. Bravo. Good one.
Okay, now, there's going to be all kinds of hell break loose before too long. We've got a situation where we're being invaded by the Muslims, just like they have done in every other country where they've taken over. And as a result, we're going to have absolutely a knockdown, drag-out war in this country between the Muslims and us, with the aid of other Muslims throughout the world trying to take us over. They've already made their inroads into Europe, and Donald Trump tried to alert the people about what's been going on in Sweden. It has been absolutely diabolical what's happened there, but their government has got their head stuck in the sand and will not acknowledge the fact that this is a threat. In Germany, the women cannot go out by themselves anymore due to the times they have been attacked and raped and put under pressure. And in England, they're being threatened in communities where the Muslims have control, that if they go to the police in any way, shape, or form, they'll cut them to pieces in their sleep. This is terrible what's going on, and we are going to be in danger of having to have a civil war with Muslims in this country in a few years. I'm not going to say next 5 years or so, but it will happen. These people have one design. Country after country after country, you get your people in there, and with their breeding practices to where one man can have three wives, they can outbreed us, they can outtake us over, and it's happening. I've seen it happen in country after country. We used to have large Christian groups in Syria, and now it's almost pure Muslim. Also in Iraq, also in Iran. And now you just do not mention anything about the Bible or anything like that, or you're toast. So it's going to happen here, and I'm just warning you all, you're going to see it. I won't live long enough probably to see it. I'm an old man, but you people out there have better understand one thing. You need to get ready to start wearing a burqa and praying five times a day and being on your knees and all this routine, or you're going to be wiped out.
Boy, I'll tell you what, I sure hope, Dan, thanks for the call, that you're wrong on that. I personally don't think that's what we're going to see. I saw an interesting story, and I was reading something about the what's happening in France with the elections and the politicians in France. And there's a woman politician who is just flat out saying that, you know what, this is not our France any longer. And here's what you need to know about what we need to be doing. And they call her kind of the Donald Trump of French politicians, because she's flat out saying no burqas, on our beaches, etc. This is not France. Well, we're going to ban the burqa, and she's gaining some steam. There's interest in Le Pen is her last name, at Marnie Le Pen, and her popularity keeps climbing ahead of this French election. And a lot of people in France, I don't know if it'll happen, but feel as though she may have a really good shot. I mean, she's in the opinion poll, she's ahead in the first round of the French presidential election, which is on April 23rd, and she's the leader of the far-right National Front Party. So her numbers keep going up, and I think that's a telltale sign that, because of, certainly of what we've seen in France, what happened at that nightclub, some of the scary things that have happened there, and of course that was awful, and then what happened at the newspaper as well. So she would be in the money if the election. You know, she might lose the second round, is what they're saying. She might lose the second round of the vote on May 7th to another candidate, but still gaining popularity. The far right has not fared well in other countries ahead of national elections. An opinion poll Wednesday in Germany, where voters are headed to the polls in September, showed support for the far-right Alternative for Germany party has hit actually a one-year low. In the Netherlands, support for their far-right party also trended down. But in France, it's spiked in a little bit of a different direction. So we'll see if she has enough to hang in there. And wouldn't that be interesting if that's what happened in France, and I think people in France, with the two, Charlie Hebdo, and then the incident at the nightclub, that especially, I mean, both were horrific. They were terrible. The loss of life was outrageous and pretty scary to think of what happened, you know, right there in everybody's backyard, so to speak, and now the Eiffel Tower, they're taking precautions with the Eiffel Tower and worried that somebody will try to do something to the tower. So there is more of a taste for that. Still, don't know if she gets through the second round, but interesting what happened in this first round. Normally when you say that and you say France, you would never, ever say somebody from the far right is actually making some noise, has some fans, is getting some numbers. Never. But the people in France, many of the people in France, are frustrated and worried. Worried about their future. Worried about what do they do. They have the same similar situation. They want to be able to welcome people in, but at the same time, they want to make sure that people in France are protected, and certainly, especially in Paris, because Paris seems to be the target. If I were to ask you, what do you think the biggest target is in the United States, you would say probably New York, and you probably would be right. New York, like Paris, the biggest city with the target that would, if struck, cause the most damage. And, I mean, there you go. Which, it was awful to see those pictures. It was awful to hear the people shrieking over the dead bodies at the nightclub, finding out, you know, who was there, who got out that night. So few people got out. So many got killed. We're just annihilated. We're just shot in cold blood. It was horrific. Coming up, we got numbers, our special edition of We Can Count. I mean, numbers are everywhere. I like to say it's your wow. What's your wow number? And usually it has to do with numbers of some sort. You'd be surprised. Like if you're a trucker, how many miles around the country, how many, bacon and eggs breakfast do you think that you've eaten in your entire lifetime, you know, whatever it might be. That's why I started We Can Count. It comes back to numbers, my friends. And we got them. All kinds of numbers. Next, with me, Kate Delaney, on America Tonight.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Numbers, and a little segment I like to call We Can Count. And boy, can we count these numbers. Let me tell you, we got a ton of them. So in counting the numbers, let's start with, it's easy to do sports, isn't it? It's easy to say there's numbers in sports because there better be numbers in sports. Andrew Bogut broke his leg. Do you know who he is? You might not know who he is. So he was picked up by the Cavaliers, and he broke his leg 50 seconds into his debut on Monday night. He collided with another player on the floor, hobbled to the sidelines, went to the locker room for help, and bada bing, that's it. He's going to be out. You hear a crack anytime on a court or any athletic field, you hear a crack. Yeah, it's not good. He signed with the Cavaliers last week. He was waived by the Sixers, and he's not having a good year, and he's really having a very, very bad year now because that's it. I mean, a broken leg? Yeah. He's done. How long do you think that's going to take to heal? So, Dowdy's going to be able to chip in anything for Cleveland. How about this? Chance the Rapper decided to go public with his donation, $1 million to the Chicago Public Schools. Good for Chance. He's a Grammy Award-winning musician. And anytime somebody with some do-re-mi goes back home or sees an opportunity to donate to some people who really need it, then that is a good thing. That's a good thing. I was very sad when I heard the announcement of Bill Paxton's death. You know, just 61 years old, and he'd been in like 90 different things. And I remember him from Twister. I remember him from, gosh, a whole bunch of movies and television shows, Hatfields and the McCoys, Big Love, he was in that. He was in The Terminator. He was in Aliens. Yeah, a lot of movies. And they revealed the cause of the 61-year-old's death. You never know, right? So he had a stroke following heart surgery. He underwent surgery to replace a heart valve and correct something, an aneurysm, but then there were complications. So the death certificate says he had surgery on February 14th. He died 11 days later after that stroke, and very, very sad. That's the kind of surgery that usually can go well. It was just kind of I won't say a complete freak thing, because anytime you're talking about the heart, that can happen. But from what I've read and understand, it still isn't the norm. Like, you don't necessarily expect, like, oh, this is incredibly, yes, it's incredibly risky anytime you cut anyone open, and especially you're talking about the heart, of course, of course, of course. But I don't think, I think it was a real surprise, because it seemed like everything went well, but that just goes to show you. A stroke, you figure you get the valve replaced, the last thing you're thinking is that you could die from a stroke. You're certainly not. In the meantime, we move on to this other story. I hate to give you all this bleak stuff, but this was a crazy story. This woman in Newark, I read this story about her. Her name's Emily Hill. She said she would never forget. They did a big story on the USA Today. She would never forget what her ex-boyfriend said when he was chopping off her hair with a knife that still was sticky with her blood. Apparently, he was just filled with rage and beat her for 3 hours. Oh, I saw the pictures. It was awful. But the idea and the reason she's telling her story is because she wants more awareness of domestic abuse. So the boyfriend who almost killed her is in prison serving a 25-year sentence for the 3 hours of basically torture, is what they called it. I mean, wow, awesome that they nailed him. Terrible what happened, and great that they're raising awareness with real-life stories of what happens to people when they don't expect it, that somebody's a nice guy or somebody's a nice woman, and then there's the underbelly, right? More bleak news. GM is laying off 1,100 people at a Michigan plant. The reason is because they're moving to Acadia. So they're doing that to make room for what's happening someplace else. The workers got a 60-day notice of the layoffs on Monday. The plant is kind of filled with hourly workers and salaried workers. And they knew that they had this, you know, they had this other place they were going to build out. And so that's the reason, that's part of the reason of why they're closing it. So they're cutting a shift. And because of the popularity of the trucks and the SUVs. It depends, you know, what's popular. If what you are working on is not popular, there's a great chance that, you know, you could find yourself looking for work, and that's pretty much where it's at. If it's not popular and you're on that assembly line and they have to make a change, well, that's what they're going to do. They're going to make a change, and that's what really that was twofold: necessity, innovation, and a couple of different reasons. Not good for anybody, certainly, who finds themselves though in that situation. If you've never toured the White House, oh, do it. It's interesting to tour the White House. The White House, thank goodness, is finally reopening to the public. That is happening right now. So if you want to go to the White House, you can. You still have to get tickets, but it opens on Tuesday. And I love what, I do like what the First Lady said. She said, the White House is a remarkable and historic site. We're excited to share its beauty and history. I'm committed to the restoration and preservation of our nation's most recognizable landmark. And I would agree with her that it's recognizable. So they have self-guided tours. I actually toured the White House. It's been a while. It's probably been 20 years, but it was pretty cool. So sometimes requests get submitted 3 months in advance, but no less than 21 days. You can go to whitehouse.gov/tours/participate/tours/events, and you can, you know, find it there. It's worth it. Put it on your bucket list. I think it's pretty cool myself. And I think she's right. It's one of our most historic buildings, so to go and see it, if you have a chance to see it, it's an easy tour too. It is worth it. It is worth it. No doubt about that. Sounds like fun. Head up to Washington when it's warmer, though. Not when it's still cold. In Washington, it can still be tricky in March. I took a night tour one time in March. I was like the frozen chosen. I don't know how many cups of hot chocolate I downed at the Vietnam Memorial, but a bunch of them. It was a very cool and worth it tour, but it was very, 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 let me say that again, very, very cold. Oh, it's brutal. Brutal. And then I'm going to leave you with this one. Not a lot of people at NASA happy with the president's proposed NOAA budget cuts. Scientists are a little bit rattled by that. White House is proposing a 17% cut to the top weather and climate agency. NOAA is part of the U.S. Department of Commerce. They oversee the National Weather Service. That's how, if you look at the weather forecast, weather satellites, you know, ocean services, climate monitoring, all that kind of stuff. So the drastic cut could cut that. And there are some scientists, like I said, that are really, really concerned. NOAA's annual budget, $5.6 billion. $5.6 billion. It's a big number to end on. Hey, thanks so much to Jason for his fine work on the technicals out of our GCN studios. Take care, everybody.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.